previously on DI Plus.
The only scary thing is they have to shave that part to put the thing on there.
Yeah.
So there's no turning back. I mean, if you
there's no turning back. Your hair will grow back.
Well, yeah, but then you have to go around with the shaved.
No, you don't. Like you convert to Judaism for a month while the hair grows back in, and then later you go, ah, oy vey, I give up on this fucking religion. From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Trojan Condoms. Twice as nice, maximize the pleasure for each partner with the new Trojan Double Ecstasy. Check them out at TrojanCondoms.com. And don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a protective discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the Trojan condom-free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Happy Valentine's Day, late.
Oh, well, happy late Valentine's Day to you, too. Is there a name for that? Is like a letter?
Happy belated Valentine.
Will you belatedly be mine?
Yeah. How are you?
I was taking a drink. You know, I flubbed up on that whole intro there. I'm sorry. I don't know what my deal is.
That's okay.
It's not like I didn't have all
raid? Did you win the raid?
You know, Adam...
Did you?
You know, Adam, you don't win.
Did your team
win a raid. All right. So for those of you who don't know what Adam is talking about, which would pretty much be everyone, on Friday nights, I do my World of Warcraft raid group. And this past Friday evening, I decided, because no one was on the stream or whatever, so I streamed out the audio from our Mumble server for our three-hour raid.
So,
and you stayed with it. You stayed with it for a couple hours, but I'll have you, Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone, listen to the entire 3 hour raid thing, which is quite impressive because a lot of it is visual, and I wasn't twitching it, so there was no video to go with it. There was no accompanying picture to go with it, so I was explaining what the boss fights were, and it was anyway.
I ran out of internet is what happened because I was on the road to St. Louis, and at some point, I went from LTE to HSPA. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was getting a little dodgy there. And then it just went to nothing.
Just nothing.
And I thought, well, at some point it'll probably come back. But, you know, I've listened to a couple of bosses now. And, you know,
I couldn't imagine.
After you listened to a couple.
Yeah, I didn't understand. I'm happy that you guys listened to it or found some enjoyment in it or whatever. But I was like more, I don't know, what am I trying to say? I was more confused, or maybe I was just like, why are they still listening? This is like all they're hearing is us talking, right? The game sounds are kind of turned down low, so you have, you know, the game sounds are going on in the background, but not our voices are coming through the loudest. And it's really just kind of like, you know, like that's first impale, second impale, taunting now.
And Jean's like, yeah. She's sitting over there going, okay, I don't know the names of any of the characters, but she's calling out the names of the characters and saying, you're going to be close. You're going to be in the back.
Yes.
Healers make a ring around the Rosie and and then, you know, and then you'll hear someone say, right. Oh, my DPS was better than his DPS. You're right. Like, what the hell?
Right. So it's a very, people in the chat room are saying something about, well, a couple of things. So Sky in the chat room was saying that he would have listened if he had known and then begged to join. Sky, you're welcome to join our raiding group. Let me know. We are not a hardcore group. We only raid on Friday nights. We do normal, at the moment, we're doing normal BlackRock. So we got up to the twins the other night. But no, you're more than welcome to join. We're always happy to take people because a lot of the people in our group also do a heroic raid earlier in the week and do the new raid. So we are very casual, so you're more than welcome to join us. Our raid team is called Raiding Rainbow. We're on Earthen Ring, but send me an email. I'll be happy to give you the specifics of it. But then Turniphead said, why didn't you broadcast on Twitch? Because it was a last minute decision to broadcast the audio. I will probably will set up a Twitch account this week and then I will Twitch it this
you this know, Daniel, week. It is 9:16 in the evening on a Sunday night.
What does that possibly mean, Adam? What significance could there be to you telling people the time and the day of the week that it is?
Well, other than us going on the stream and starting off with something completely confusing that no one knows anything about, that is the time that we stream live Dubious Intent Plus on the internet over at pride48.com. And we have a lovely, beautiful chat room tonight.
We do.
Very, very big for us, a big chat room, I might add.
Well, very, yeah, it's because the good wife isn't on tonight. Yeah,
so large.
I'll tell you who's in the chat room right now. Thank you for asking. It's Turnipad is here. BRP Sky is here. That's our Sky from South Carolina. It's Hey Girl Hey is in the chat room. Jay Batance. I'm not sure who Jay Batance is. Mags is here. Mr. Nutella is here. Nico, the Nutella lawyers are here. Tim in Alaska is here. Earlier, Joe Batance was here in Kratos77. Now, I know that Joe Batance has left and has gone to the gym, but he will be back for the post show. So, for
I
those of you
to call Kratos crotch toast,
right?
I don't
and
know.
And for those
why.
Of you who don't know, we record. So, if you listen to our podcast, if you're downloading it from our normal stream, we do this, you know, you're listening to the recorded version, obviously. We do every Sunday evening. We start a little before 9 o'clock doing a live bit, and then we do the actual show live, and then we stick around after the show where we actually edit it and put it together, and we usually are joined by Joe Batance or other friends of the show, and we just kind of like, you know, chat stuff. So and that's stuff
the reason
that
we
stuff,
do that.
That's stuff that doesn't get recorded, you don't get to hear. So if you want to, you just head over to pride48.com on a Sunday evening and you can chime in and you can listen.
We decided that we wanted to actually value our listeners and put out the show when it's actually recorded rather than like 5 days later. And if we stay on the stream and we talk to you guys while we're editing, it kind of makes us do it, right?
Correct. And and that's the other thing is that we don't do, you know, we're not actually editing stuff. We're basically just post-processing stuff. And it's one of those things that is so easy to... I'll do it tomorrow. And then you completely forget about it the next day. And then the next day you remember about it and you're at work. You don't have access to anything. And then by the time you get home, you're tired and you're, I'll do it tomorrow. And so then it's like 5 days later and you're finally posting the show. So this way we committed ourselves to, you know what, we're going to spend at least a half hour after we're done recording. Just do it and get it posted and it's done. So there you go.
Just rip off that Band-Aid. Just rip it right off. Get it done.
Now, there was a little bit of a talk in the pre-show. I don't know how much of the pre-show you heard. A friend of the show, Joe Batance, was here in the pre-show. But he asked if you were going to talk about something. And I said, well, it only says on the Trello, sex, such, and such, right? I gave him like the titles of your...
What
you were going to talk about. And we both were making guesses as to what this first thing that you have here on the Trello is, which just simply says rats in the garage. So for those of you who are listening to the pre-show, I made a guess as to what one of two scenarios that were possible as to what you were going to say about rats in the garage. So go ahead, Adam. Tell us about the rats in the garage, and I will give myself either a ta-da or a buzzer, depending on...
I'm pretty literal on the Trello. I don't really write it cryptically.
Oh,
wow.
Hold on a second.
Well, at least I wasn't invested in the story.
Yeah, exactly. Let's listen to this. Hello. I have to hit play, don't I?
Yeah, hi, guys. RC Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Just reporting in. Contrary to rumours, I am not dead. It's just been piss poor effort from celebrities in the last 2 weeks. But anyway, I've got a semi-celebrity today. Bob Simon, CBS correspondent and veteran 60 Minutes reporter, dead at 73. I'm also, you know, I've got that dangling brown as well, which doesn't sound very good.
What?
Okay, hi.
Dangling? What? I didn't even understand. Anyway, he was talking about Bob Simon from CBS 60 Minutes. Bob Simon did indeed die. You know, if you don't know who Bob Simon was, he was the silver-haired gentleman. Well, they're all silver-haired gentlemen. He's the one that sounds like he's got an entire mouthful of marbles when he talks.
So I asked him if he thought that having Ebola in his hand was a good idea.
It was like, that's Bob Simon. He's dead.
Congratulations. I don't have my I don't have the spreadsheet open at the moment. So,
oh, there you go. Congratulations, RT Cruiser. You indeed that is.
But probably everyone's going to win tonight. So,
for those of you who may be new, see what we have is anytime a celebrity dies, and you are not directly responsible for killing them, that is very important that you not be responsible for killing them. Because, you know, then people would cheat. So if a celebrity dies, you need to be the first person to call our phone number, 229-234-7587, and report that celebrity as dying. And if you are correct, we will add $2 to the pot, and we will add your name to the drawing. And at the end of the year, at this Pride 48 in Vegas, we will draw one winner who will win the entire pot of money, which I'm sure at this point in time has ballooned to how much, Adam?
Well, luckily I had found the spreadsheet in that time. $44. Sorry.
$44, ladies and gentlemen.
With this entry, we're at 46.
46. Now, of course, Vegas isn't until end of August, so you got a lot of time here. And usually, I think in the previous 2 years, it's been over $100 both years. So it's like, what was it, like 140 one year and 120 the year before that?
Last year, it was $108.25.
Wow. There you go.
But the first year that we did it, which was was 2 years ago, we were doing $5 an entry. So I think it was like $250 or something.
It was a lot, yeah.
And Joey Buhecker won it. And then we're like, you know what? We don't think it should be $250. So let's limit
We couldn't like basically tell him that he couldn't win it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because then he would have taken us to court and everything. And we would have been standing there and just like going, I just want to know what Buhecker did with the money. You can't handle the Buhecker.
Most people can't.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell
us about the rats in the garage. My fingers is poised over the button as to whether I was right or not. Go ahead.
So I honestly don't know because I wasn't listening beforehand. I was literally rushing around trying to shove some Taco Bueno in my mouth before I came in here so I wouldn't be famished.
Taco Bueno. Go ahead.
And anyway, so about a month ago, maybe a little bit more than a month ago, Mark comes in and he says, I think I saw a mouse in the garage. And
oh my God, this is scenario number two. I was so right. Go ahead. Boyfie, there's a really ugly dog in the garage, is what I said.
He says a mouse. So he said, I saw a tail when I pulled in. I saw this tail scurry under some box or something. I was like, no, you didn't. No. We don't have mice. I do not like mice.
Don't.
For those of you who listen to the Adam and Maddie show, when we first moved into our new house, brand spanking new house, first owners, like they built the house for us. The first winter, we had the biggest mouse problem. I mean, we would open the pantry door and the mouse would just wave at us while eating crackers and stuff, you know, in the pantry and just laugh, right? So.
You don't like mice?
No, I don't. I do not. And,
I was playing the When You Wish Upon a Star there. Very Mickey Mouse kind of a song. Anyway, go ahead. Please.
So I never know if I'm supposed to continue talking when you start that. You should have some kind of symbol because it sounds
You know, if I hadn't given away all those paddles that I won in Vegas from Next Blind, the one to say hold please, I could just hold that up.
Yeah, because I never know because in my ears it sounds very loud. Anyway, so I was like, no. It was probably like a leaf blowing across, you know, some wind or something, right? Because I do not like mice. I didn't want to think it was. Then like 2 weeks later, I drive in the garage and I see this clearly a mouse scurrying away across the garage floor. And I was like, oh my God, no, we have. And then I was like, okay, maybe it's just because it's cold. And when it warms up a little bit, it'll kind of, you know, scurry away or what. Maybe we don't have like a den of rodents, you know. And I was like freaked out that I was going to be sleeping and one was going to like crawl in my mouth. I mean, who knows? Who knows what they're going
to
do?
Because that's our favorite thing to do is to crawl inside of another animal's mouth.
I don't know, but I do not. I don't. I mean, I just have this fear of opening a cabinet and having a mouse like jump onto my face or something.
They do live in cabinets. I mean, if you've never seen any Christmas animation movie ever, you know that they do live in cabinets and they live behind the walls and they have little villages in there. And, you know, like they hang up their little socks on the line there. It's very common for them to have fireplaces inside your wall, which cannot be safe.
It's not. So, but a couple of weeks went by and I thought, okay, maybe he ran off. Maybe it was just one.
Maybe he joined the circus.
I hope it got warm enough and he ran off. So this last week, I had two encounters with the mouse.
You know, Nico in the chat room brings up a very good point. If you see the rats, That means that your walls inside the house are already filled with them. There's no more room for them to be hiding inside the walls.
Don't tell me that.
So now...
We had to rent a hotel room. I cannot stand it. So then this week I'm like driving in and I see this tail, you know, and we have to move in a couple of months. And I'm afraid they're like buried in one of my boxes, like they have one of their little dens in one of my boxes.
Maybe the woman that's trying to get her house back has planted these rats.
Right. So the most recent mm-hmm. encounter, we had a bag of Halloween candy.
Yes.
Up on the shelf. And I had already, you know, tapped it a couple of times a couple of weeks ago to see, you know, and kind of look. And
you're that guy, right? You're that guy that walks into the kitchen and sees the bag of candy and goes, yeah, I'd tap that.
Yeah, exactly. So I tapped it a couple of times to make sure there were no. Well, anyway, one morning I went out to go to work last week.
Yes.
And I heard rustling.
Rustling.
Coming from the vicinity of that bag.
So we've had scurrying and now we have rustling.
And I tapped the bag. And out jumps a mouse and like scurries away.
Now is it a mouse or a rat? Is it a mouse or a rat?
It's a mouse. It's not, rats are huge. They're like in New York. Rats are like the size of cat. You know, they're huge. But I mean, it's a mouse.
Well, rats can get big, but they're not. It depends. That's like saying that dogs are huge.
Well, then I don't
know.
That's like
pointing at a Great Dane and going, all dogs are huge. The rats come in very different sizes, just like dogs come in different sizes. That's fine.
So now, first of all, I shook the bag and I'm like, okay, I got to throw this bag away because it's obviously, you know, feeding it. And I go and he was already out of the bag. So I was like, okay, he's gone. So I take it out to the driveway and I just dump a little bit to see, make sure there are no mice in there that are going to crawl out and crawl up my arms. Like because the can was like way at the end of the driveway. I was like, I'm going to throw this away.
Yes.
And out comes a mixture of half chewed up chocolate and rat poop.
Yes.
So I throw that away. Now we come home tonight, and you know, Mark told me we need to throw away all semblance of food in the garage, like anything that's food. And I'm like, you know, that bag of Almond Joy is not open.
It doesn't matter. If it's canned food, you can keep it. But no, they can. It's plastic and paper. They can chew through that. They have teeth. They have big teeth.
No, I know they can chew through it, but he doesn't. He can't read. He doesn't know it's Almond Joy.
It doesn't matter. He's nesting. He's going to be nesting. They use their teeth to pull out materials for them to make nest with. And if they happen to like strike food along the way, then it's like, oh, hell yeah, jackpot. Here's food here.
So we come home tonight, and now the Almond Joy bag has a hole in it. Damn it. I I don't know how many mice we have. I mean, I don't know if I need to call in like the exterminators.
And you really you really wanted those Almond Joys.
Well, I don't care about that, but honestly, I didn't want to pick up the bag. I was afraid there was a mouse hiding behind it or something. I don't want to get anything off the shelves.
All right, now in all seriousness, you need to, is it in the house or in the garage?
It's in the garage.
Well, the trellis is in there. All right, so in the garage, so everything here has been contained to the garage.
Well, hopefully, but I don't know. If they're living in the walls, they could chew in.
Relax. Everything here has been handled inside the garage. Now, there's an entry from your garage into your house.
Yes.
Do you know what year your house was built in?
I don't know, like 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Okay, so it's a modern house, which means it's followed modern construction techniques, which means that there's a firewall between the garage and the house. So the likelihood of you have not seen any mice inside your house yet, the likelihood of them being inside the house is really low. So absolutely, what Mitten said is absolutely correct. You need to get all food. There should be no food in the garage. There should be absolutely no food in the garage. Go to your store. I'm going to say go to Walmart. Go to Walmart, and what you want to buy is some rat poison, because it smells like food for them. And since they're already like going around your garage looking for a buffet of food, you just put a box or two of that out there. They will nibble at it. They'll eat it and they will die.
One time when we had mice in our house that I just mentioned, my house that I owned, I bought those glue pads.
Now the glue pads are, oh my God, the glue pads are so horrible because they literally, they just rip themselves apart. It's horrible.
And this mouse is like stuck.
No, it's so horrible.
It looks like he was playing Twister on the, it was bad. And then I threw it in the trash and it was still alive. And my mom says, you didn't hit it in the head with a hammer or anything?
No.
Anyway, I'm sure poisoning hurts. I'm sure they don't just go to sleep.
No, they do. But then the Mr. Nutella in the chat room is saying that rat poison can be deadly to pets when they eat the rodents. But this, you don't live in a field, like there's no dogs around your area that run around.
I mean, all of our neighbors have doggy doors. Their dogs go out in the backyard.
All right, so now Mr. Nutella, which let's just call a spade here. I'm sure that's Auntie Vera. Only Auntie Vera would know that rat poison could be deadly to pets. Anyway, the point is that get one of those traps that electrocutes the rats. So get the one that has a little chair in it that they sit in and they put their little hat on and it's right. Does a little thing. It's like...
They're going to watch an episode of Good Wife and then all of a sudden... they get the shock to their brain.
Right. And they're going to, well, the Good Wife is going to come in and be their attorney and everything, and it'll be a
place. Hey, Dust guys. I know we don't do sports activities because we're not sportsters.
Okay. What the?
I know.
Is she like, does she,
her?
Does she like have her phone in her shirt pocket and she's talking? He's like, she hello, Death Guys.
Big Whopper, dipped cone.
What the? Let's try this again.
Hey, Death Guys. I know we don't do sports activities because we're not sportsters or whatever, but I'm calling the Death Line so you can buzz me. I'm the former UNLV coach, Jerry Tarkanian, dies. In Las Vegas. So anyway, UNLV, my brother-in-law went to university there.
Oh,
he started where my son just graduated from. And of course, it's really odd that I have a son old enough to graduate college, considering I'm just 29 years old. So anyway, he's dead, and this is Kathy, and it's Bacon. And that's Bacon with a B. And Bacon, not with a K, though. And, ready, hit the buzzer.
Oh, my God.
What the? I really don't know. Maybe she was eating a dipped cone while talking. I have no idea, but it kind of went in and out.
It's like, hi, this is Kathy Bacon, and I'm like trying to like do this thing, and I'm calling, and it's like this weird phasing noise. Are you hearing the phasing?
Or is the stream
hearing the phasing? I don't know what that is. Hopefully it's going out to the stream. It's like, hey, this is Kathy Bacon, and I'm not really quite sure what I'm doing here, but I'm like calling your phone, and it's, oh my God, it's so annoying.
Yeah, I heard that.
That is so annoying.
So last thing on the mice, maybe...
Otherwise, I have to go in and fix that in post.
Maybe I get the poison.
2410.
And I pour the poison in the bag of Almond Joy.
No poison. Apparently, you have to get a very complicated Rube Goldberg-type device that... No, it's like it's got a little electric sign, like a neon sign out front that's like, you know, hey, Mouse Hotel or something. And they all go in and then they get electrocuted and stuff. And it's anyway, doesn't matter.
I don't know, but we're liable to get snowed in tonight with the mice.
Now, let's
so
talk
it
about
it. Could be a very interesting.
I'll tell you this right now. I'll tell you this right now. It is really fucking cold up in the Northeast right now. We had a low pressure that went off the coast, and it was such a large system of low pressure that it has now swirled to the point. It's now heading towards the Canadian Maritimes, but it's such a large system that it is looping around, right, in a counterclockwise fashion. So it is up and out and pulling the Arctic air, the North Pole air, straight down across, you know, Canada and down to, up to the Northeast here. So we are actually forecasted to be at negative 18 in the morning with a wind chill of negative 30. So it's going to be really fucking cold in the morning.
That's not so cold you walk out and you just freeze into like stone, right? Yeah. Right away.
You immediately turn into Dr. Weststone. It's currently 9 degrees outside, so we haven't gotten there yet. But yes, it is. And Turnipad is agreeing with me because Turnipad is a little bit north of me and whatnot. But yes, it is very
well, it's not
cold.
It's not that cold here now, but it's supposed to snow tonight. So I don't know. We'll see.
Now, snowing would be warming up for us because it's far
too... Well, it's not like it can't snow at negative 18.
No, it can't. Mean, that's too good. No, that is absolutely too cold for it to snow.
What happens at that point? Ice cubes?
So any kind of rain would come down. Yes, it would come down as sleet or as frozen rain, which is freezing rain is the worst, right? Because as soon as it touches something, it freezes. So it's below freezing as a droplet in the sky, and then when it hits something solid, it immediately freezes. So it's like you can't wipe it off your windshield. So if it hits your windshield, it's just an immediate sheet of ice on your windshield that your windshield wipers can't get off. It's the most god awful stuff in the planet.
Oh, we drove through some freezing rain on our way home. Right.
But here's the thing. When it's that cold and there's snow flying around, it's the wind that's kicking up the snow that's already on the ground. It's not the snow coming from the ground. And we're getting gusts right now of like 45 up to 45 miles an hour. So it's it is very windy outside. It's very unhappy here in the Northeast, but it's all right. It'll go away. So here's the thing. Speaking of things that are unhappy and will go away, a few weeks ago, I talked about our good friend Paul Armstrong and his YouTube channel. Do you recall that?
Yeah, I remember you were, as per usual, you were critiquing his audio.
I was critiquing his audio, and I suggested that he get a lavalier mic. And he actually followed up. He sent me an email and said, what lavalier mic do you suggest that I get? So I saw that he posted a new video, and I haven't listened to it yet. So I'm sure that he now has a lavalier mic and that he's sure that he sounds great. So let's go and listen to that right now and just make sure really quick. This is the Paul Armstrong. Yeah, Paul Armstrong's YouTube channel here.
Hi, everyone. One of my pet peeves is people who park badly in their parking spaces. I live in a building where there's open parking. There's no assigned parking spots, so people can pretty much park wherever they want. But it drives me
crazy. He hasn't bought a lavalier mic.
Well, I thought you had said he bought one and then made a video and didn't use it.
No, I said he asked for suggestions. I told him what to buy and he didn't. All right, so this is what I need you to do. I need you to go over, subscribe to the Paul Armstrong YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube, search for Paul Armstrong, because he doesn't have the youtube.com/Paul Armstrong. Just go over there, subscribe to the Paul Armstrong, and then leave a comment on his videos going like, you know, it would really help if you had a lavalier mic. And, help him there. Now, this particular video, he's bitching about people that park bad.
Oh, my God. You know what I hate?
What?
Maybe it matches up with him. I hate a lot of things. Mittens will tell you. Yes. At least two or three times a day, I tell Mittens.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I hate?
What do you hate?
Anyway, he has a list. But one of the things I hate is when people back into the damn spot and it takes them 3 weeks. And I'm behind them watching them do like a 3-point turn or four point, trying to back that big monster ass truck they've got into this spot, just so when they come back out 8 hours later, whenever it is, that they can easily just pull right out of their spot. But I'm waiting on them to do this. I hate it.
No, he's not bitching, but he's talking about people that don't park between the lines. But here's the thing. He's like kicking ass taking names here. So this video, he actually like includes photographs that he took of people that have badly parked. Like here's some dude in my building that parked really shitty. And you can like see the tag number on the car and everything. It's like
Bob Jones.
He's like, he lives in unit 14 or whatever of my condo and whatnot. He's like trying to shame these people. I'm just saying, Paul is on the crusade now against people that park. And I got to say, Paul, you know, it's really not that much effort for you to go get the lavalier. You've got, you said you had up to 90 subscribers right now. So just, you know, maybe we can get you some more subscribers. Maybe you can go and get, maybe you can get a sponsor. So I saw a sponsor this evening.
How many subscribers does he have?
90. He's got 90 of them.
90?
Yep.
And, so on Ellen today, I knew this already. Actually, I already knew this, but I heard on Ellen today. And we're behind, so it wasn't, well, today's Sunday, so it doesn't matter. Ellen's not on Sundays. But she clued in to the fact that the people making a lot of money on YouTube with a lot of subscribers and a lot of views are unboxing toys. So, Paul Armstrong, if you want to get like millions of subscribers, just buy a bunch of Transformers or something at Walmart or wherever you shop, Target, and unbox them. Unboxing Optimus Prime. Unboxing Bumblebee. You know, whatever.
You know what? I can say that. I can say that. It would sound a lot like this.
Now everyone who uses catheters can get a better catheter with Liberator Medical's free catheter sample pack. These new catheters are better than ever. Easier to use, more convenient, comfortable, virtually pain-free. Don't wait. Call now and get your free catheter sample pack.
And then he can unbox that. He can unbox his new catheter set.
That would be genius, unboxing medical products. You know, unboxing the insulin pump. You know, unboxing, there's a twist pin thing, you know, that you admit. I don't know why I'm jumping to insulin, but I've seen a lot of insulin-related commercials recently.
Here's the thing. Sky in the chat room says, I don't understand why someone would watch someone open a box. I could do that.
I don't either. Okay. I do not either.
I'm going to explain why, because I have watched numerous unboxing commercials. I mean, numerous unboxing videos.
Look at that technique. Look at that. Look,
Adam.
Oh, he's using
Adam,
an X-Acto knife.
No, Adam, I don't give a shit about them opening the box. That's not what I give a shit about. In other words, before I go and spend a few $100 on a gadget, I look for videos of people that have gotten so I can see, like, you know, with a real person there, what the size of it is, like what the construction quality of it is and stuff like that. Like before I bought my SodaStream, I wanted to see someone use one. And so it's like, I watched the unboxing and I saw them like do
this. I understand, but look, this woman that was on Ellen tonight, she wasn't on Ellen, but that Ellen played her video tonight. She has become a millionaire making videos, nothing but her hands, unboxing toys. Literally the video that got over like 100 million views.
Yes.
Was a little egg that had a Peter Pan figure in it. It's like a 2-minute video where she's unwrapping the egg, opening it up and going, oh, look, a cute little Peter Pan figure. It's not like a Nexus 5, you know, where you're anyway.
Hold that thought. Oh, my God. Hold that thought.
Yeah, hi guys, RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Zone. Looks like the drought has well and truly broken. Steve Strange, lead singer of the band Visage, dead at 55. Bye.
What? Lead singer of what?
I don't know. I can't. Steve Strange. I have no idea what he's the lead singer of. No, but you know what I'm going to do, and I won't make any money off of it. I guarantee you, no money. Because the people who watch YouTube are children. That's why if you do toy unboxings, you become a millionaire. But
Adam,
dildo unboxings.
All right, stop it. Stop it right there, Adam. Stop it.
Dildo unboxing.
No, you know what? It's so weird that you said that, but I'll let you, because that actually ties into a story I have on the trailer for later. But the thing that I'm tired of people doing, because if you recall, I went on a big rambling rant on the last show about Rainbow Radio and stuff like that. And actually, by the way, I was the guest on one of Greetings from Nowhere's 5th anniversary shows where we talked about podcasting in general, where I believe I clarified that point better by bouncing it off Christine, and we had a nice little engaged conversation about that, and I think we got better there. But what you're doing right now is you're falling into the fallacy of like trying to like take an exception and say that it is general, right? And it's like, yes, this one woman that did some unboxing videos is now a millionaire, whatever. The reason is because she was probably early on in the YouTube thing that she was one of the people that did it, or maybe she like somehow got, or you know, it's like, but there's literally, if you look on unboxing, there's literally hundreds of people doing unboxing videos, and they're not all millionaires. The majority of them are not. The majority of them just people that like have a new gadget and they want to like show it to people. But you can't, you know, yes, you can point to a couple of examples of people that make money on YouTube, but the majority of people on YouTube don't make money. It's not a money-making thing. So it's like, if you want to unbox dildos on YouTube, then I say go for it. But don't do it as a money-making venture, because you're not going to make money off it. It was like, but if you want to do it because you want to share with the world your share of dildos, then go ahead.
You know, there are people out there that win the lottery too. If you never buy a ticket, you're never going to win.
Wow.
Well, it's true.
Okay.
Anyway.
Go ahead. I have a story about a dildo unboxing, but I'm going to wait until you talk about your trip to St. Louis.
Well, now I feel like so I went to St. Louis. We had a good time.
Oh, God. You know. Hold on. Really? You're going to do
now
that?
Do I need to call?
Are you like channeling Maddie here or whatever? Yeah, well, fuck it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we went to St. Louis.
No.
We went to fucking St. Louis. Yeah, okay. We drove. We had a time.
No. Okay. So, well, I was just going to give everyone a report on my trip to St. Louis.
Adam.
Yes.
Tell us about your exciting trip that you took a Valentine's trip.
Well,
you and Mittens took a Valentine's trip to the only city in the United States that has a handle.
I'll tell you. I'm so ashamed. So we left Friday night, and I decide, we get in the car, and then I think, Mark and I have said to each other, we are not going to buy anything for each other. The trip is our Valentine's Day gift to one another. And I even said, you mean not a card or anything? And
he goes, violated this trust, didn't he?
And he goes, all you do is throw away the cards. That was his response when I said not a card or anything. And then, so I think to myself, okay, I'm really busy. I've got all these Legally Blonde rehearsals and I've got everything. We're just going on a trip. That is, you know, that is it, right? So we get in the car and I go, you didn't get me a card, did you? And he goes, I don't know.
Maybe.
Why do you ask?
Right, yes.
I'm like, did you get me a card? Because we discussed this. He's like, I never said we weren't getting each other a card. It's like, you fucker, you got me a card. So anyway, I didn't have a card for him. But what I decided was I was going to buy some champagne so we could pop the champagne and drink it when we got to the hotel that night.
Yes.
So I bought some. We stopped at a liquor store that was kind of on the way out of town, and I got some champagne and a couple of glasses.
Was it important to do it out of town, like in case someone in town knew you were buying champagne?
No,
or something?
But all the liquor stores that are close to where we are, like, are far off the road, like far off the main highway.
Right.
So it would have taken us like 20 minutes out of the way to go to a liquor store. So about 20 minutes north of here, there's a liquor store that's right on the highway, and so it didn't take any additional time other than just going in there. So I did that. And we get there, you know, no big deal. I mean, there was no big deal on the way. We ate at KFC, which I haven't done in like a million years, on our way up there. And we got to the Four Seasons. And
Ooh, the Four Seasons.
Yeah, not much. You know, I didn't know it was a casino either. We didn't go to the casino, but there's a casino, Lumiere Place or something. I don't know. So, but it was late. So we valet the car. We go in, you know, everything. And we have our champagne. Nothing big. And then Saturday, you know, I have my appointment. And then,
you know what, Adam, you know, no one has this. You can tell a story like no one. Let me tell you this. I am just enrapt.
I'm trying to model myself after you, actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my tablet is shutting down because it's out of power. Yeah. Oh, goddamn.
That's what I'm trying to continue. So, we ate at a, look, I wanted us to try three different restaurants, and I wanted them to be three different cuisines. So I was going to do one Asian, which I know there's a big variety in Asian, and then I wanted to do one other and then one Italian. So it was an Asian place, but I'm thinking it was more like Korean.
Yes.
But they had ramen on the menu, so we did that for lunch. Anyway, so I didn't like the ramen. I didn't like it. Actually, I had foie. How do you say it?
What?
Have you ever heard
pho.
It? It's a noodle.
You had pho.
I had pho. Okay. Anyway, and then we went to this museum.
I just remember that because in Modern Family, when they told their daughter, no, it's called pho. She's like, you yell at me when I say that.
I know this is a boring story. I didn't have anything else, and I thought you guys might want to know what I did on my trip. Mm-hmm. So I can't make this very exciting. We went to this museum that was crappy.
Do you know what ASMR is?
No.
Okay, because... Gravitas in the chat room is saying that you telling the story is like an ASMR video, which here, this is what an ASMR video is.
Spring Road. Good evening, my dear. This is Haley with Spring Rose. And today I'm going to be doing just some simple little pampering noises for you that are going to stretch from your
Is she trying to sound sexy?
And around.
If I were straight, that'd probably make me horny, not sleepy.
No, it's all right. So ASMR is this thing where people, certain people, when they listen to whispering voices or like crinkling papers, things like that, in headphones, will get a very pleasurable tingling sensation in their brain, like kind of like in their head brain. And if you just look at ASMR on YouTube, there's like all these crazy fucking videos, and there are all these women.
I think you talked about it one day.
And it was like
on the show.
And like, and now I'm gonna take this piece of tissue paper and I'm gonna. It's just
I actually like crinkling noises too.
Okay, great.
But anyway, so we went to...
Yeah, you buried the lead. Adam, you and your boyfriend, Boyfi, went out of town to another exotic city, stayed at the luxurious Four Seasons Resort and Casino. You had some glorious champagne along the way, and Mittens gave you a card, and what did the card say?
Oh, I don't have it with me.
I don't remember. I threw it away, is basically what...
No, it wasn't. Anyway, so... We ate at a French restaurant that
Wishing
night.
You the best of Valentine's Day, knowing you will throw this card away.
I just want to say...
Yes?
This was the worst service.
The worst ever.
If I hadn't just been on this show last week, where you said, I hate it when people have one experience at a restaurant and then write a bad review.
Yes.
I would have written a bad review.
What is the name of this restaurant? So we can publicly shame them.
Franco or Franco, however you want to say it. F-R-A-N-C-O.
Franco, and you had the pho at Franco.
No, this was the French restaurant that we had for dinner. So this waiter, oops, didn't mean to say it that way. The waiter,
yes,
hardly ever came to our table at all. From the time that we ordered our appetizer until he took our entree order was like 35 minutes. And not once in between those two times did he come over and say, how's everything going? Anything
here's
like
the thing.
That.
Here's the thing, Adam.
I think he was a homophobe.
You're like 10 years younger than me.
Yeah.
So I'm now going to let you leap ahead in life. I'm now going to give you a cheat. I'm going to give you a shortcut, something that I have learned in the 10 years I have lived on this planet longer than you, that you will now be able to put into effect immediately. It used to, like, I used to think when you'd go into a restaurant and you would like have bad service, because bad service doesn't happen in a vacuum, right? When you know you're going to get bad service. Like when you sit down and it takes 10 minutes for them to first come and take your drink order and whatever, it's like, it's not like a surprise when you're then waiting 30 minutes for your entree or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's like they have established the bad service pretty much right off. It's not like they were super attentive at the beginning and then suddenly became. So in situations I have found later in life, because I used to think, you know what? Oh, well, that sucks. Now, oh God, now our evening we're going to have
to do. Do you put a stack of bills on the table and say, this
no, because
is your
that's
tip.
No, because that's crass and that's stupid. So, you know what I've taken to doing lately? It's like when that happens and I realize that it's going to be a bad service thing, I ask for the manager. And when the manager comes over, I'm like, "You know what? I don't care. You know, I would like a different waiter." This waiter is like, clearly, I don't know if he's having an off night. I'm sure he's a lovely person or whatever. Blah blah blah. It's like I don't want to cause a scene or whatever. I would just like a different service person. And it always works. It always works. It's so much better. And it's like, you know, I used to feel bad. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to feel bad about this and whatever. It's like, but you know what? I'm not publicly shaming the guy. I'm not like, you know, like putting a stack of bills going like, here you are, you human piece of cattle. Here's some money in front of you and you will earn this, God damn it, or I will sit here like a master and take away a dollar every moment you piss me off. It's just like, now you're setting up an adversarial relationship with your server. It's like, I would much prefer to just have a new server arrive and then start a better relationship with that one. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, because servers are human, right? Maybe they are having a bad night. Maybe they're just like in the wrong headspace to be working the night. Maybe they have a hangover. The point is like, it's really, you don't need to make a scene or whatever. Just get a different waiter.
Yeah, we should have. But anyway, so that was horrible. The food was pretty good.
Or waitress.
But the waiter was not. And I don't know. I mean, he wouldn't talk at all. Like he wouldn't say more than like two words. Are you ready? Or, you know, something like that when he finally did come over and he didn't say, you know, he didn't ask us if we wanted dessert. We just finally had to flag him down and say we were ready for our bill. He didn't even say, you know, are you full? Would you like to look at the dessert? Nothing. It was horrible. Anyway, so.
Yes.
Then today we went to Mass at Cathedral Basilica of St. Louis.
Sure. Beautiful. You're asking me like I've ever been to St. Louis.
No, I'm not asking you. I'm just
I used to fly TWA, so I used to fly through St. Louis no matter where I went.
But, beautiful. If you're ever in St. Louis, it is a beautiful cathedral. And we ate at an Italian place that was actually good. We had brunch. And then we came home. And that was my trip. I know that was boring. I'm so sorry. God, I can't make everything unboring.
I'm just saying, Adam, is you never mind. Let's just listen to this next phone call, shall we?
Yeah, hi guys. Big one this. Michelle Ferrero, maker of Nutella, or inventor of Nutella, dead. Bye.
Michelle Ferrero.
I don't think that's a celebrity.
The maker of Nutella?
Why is that a celebrity? He just made Nutella.
Because Nutella is awesome. Have you not had Nutella? Nutella is freaking awesome.
And look, I'm going to say this because I know there are some people out there that are interested.
Look, A, he's French. B, he's rich. I'm sure when he's in St. Louis, he eats at Franco's because he's French. And they probably like give him great service there because he's French. So
I'm just going to say,
what are you gonna say
that I had my appointment, but I'm not going to say anything else about it because I already got people making jokes on Twitter. So it was a lovely trip. We had we went to the spa twice too and did the hot tub and the steam room and stuff. It was
fun. Here's the thing, Adam. You and I have been podcasting now for many years. Matter of fact, I almost 7 years each have been podcasting. Yeah. Been doing this for a while. Actually, almost 8. Anyway, the point is that you know as well as I do that the sad reality of doing this kind of podcast, this like kind of personal journal podcast, is that eventually that you will say something about your life, thinking that you were in a safe space where you can talk about your life, that you forget that you're on the internet. And the internet is full of dicks and assholes that love to, just pick at a scab and not everyone. In fact, they are the minority of people on the internet, but they tend to be a vocal minority. But the point is that you talked about something that was very sensitive to you, very close to your skin. You allowed people into your life. You put it out there and people made jokes about it and that hurt you because...
Only one or two.
But the point is that, you know, that is, it's sad that we live in that kind of world where people make, you know, fun about those kind of things. Kind of like the whole Bruce Jenner thing, right? Where people make fun. Now he wants to be called Barbara. It's kind of like, what difference does it make? if this human being decides later in their life, or like finally has the courage later in their life to go, you know what, I feel like I've been misgendered my entire life. And as someone who is being misgendered, I would like to be called by a female name. And I would like, now I'm now identifying myself as female. So if she wants to be called Barbara, what fucking skin is it off your nose if she's called Barbara? Why the snickering? Why the, you know, whatever.
Right.
It's like, call her Barbara then. Move on. Let bygone, you know, let people live their life. I am sorry. I kind of knew that you were saying something really close, and I probably should have made a joke and like pulled it away from that and like, you know, but you know, Adam,
well, no,
you and
no,
I
no.
don't I, you and look, I don't talk outside of the show, so I didn't get to warn you about that. But
I
now
knew,
I feel very
look,
bad. However, the majority of people that listen to us, Adam,
that's true,
are very lovely people that care about our lives and that they do like connect with us and talk to us and you know, say wonderful things to us and everything. So the majority of people out there, Adam, aside from the people that made the stupid Twitter jokes, and there was only one. And aside from the other people that have like made little digging comments at you, which again, there was only one or two, there are hundreds of people out there, Adam, that love you and are fine. And if you don't want to talk about it, that's fine. Then don't talk about it. But please don't judge the entire universe
over a couple of assholes
that you don't know when to shut up.
I'm just saying, no. And I wasn't sitting in a corner crying or anything like that. And I figure I have to be thick-skinned about it one way or the other. Because if I do it, I have this thing on my head that people might make fun of. And if I don't do it, I'm bald back there that some people make fun of that. So, you know, either way.
Well, it's one of those things
either way,
the sad reality of it is that as a podcaster, and you and I are not new to this, right? We've certainly have been through this before. I've said things that were too close and I've gotten my feelings hurt before, as most podcasters have. And you realize at some point in time that the sad reality of it is that either you grow thick skin, which is real easy to say, or you just find yourself not talking about things that are really close to you. So you kind of insulate the real you from the rest of the world. So when you're talking about a personal journal, you're basically there. You know, you can't talk about some things that are very private to you because of the fact that there are those, you know, assholes out there that will do that kind of thing. So anyway, as Nico says in the chat room, it's Nutella your fault. Oh, no,
I almost had a run in with my ex-boyfriend though.
Oh, with Maddie?
No.
Oh.
The one that had the hair.
All right. Now I just want to know. I mean, so was it a good trip? Was it bad? I mean, was it a positive or was it something?
We'll see.
Okay.
It was positive, but I'm still, look, I've been thinking about it for 10 years and or longer, however long ago that was when I first went.
Yes.
And I don't know what the right decision is, even after I made a decision.
Right. Well, I mean, the right decision is what makes you happy. That's all there is
to it. And I don't know. I mean, it's hard. But so anyway, we'll see. But I almost had a run in with my ex because he was going for his appointment that day. I didn't even know. And they're like, oh, you know, I guess I shouldn't say his name, but oh, you know, such and such, you know, Bob. I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, he's coming in at 2. I'm like, oh.
Anyway. And you didn't stick around?
I was actually there at 2, but he must have been in. I was there at like
2:30. Maybe he saw you. Maybe he saw you and was like, oh my God, I've gotten fat and I can't. I can't let him see me like this.
See, I don't know if they told him I was there or not, but he, like, I thought they might have said, oh, Adam, you know, Bob's in this other room over here. Come say hi to him or something, or he might come out or something like that. But nothing happened. So I don't know if they told him and he's like, no, I don't want to see him. Or, you know, or if they just didn't tell him because they wanted to, maybe they have some kind of confidentiality thing and they didn't want him to know that. They said he was coming in. I don't know. Anyway.
All right. You know what?
A lovely weekend.
I'm going to skip my last bit there. I was going to talk about these new toys that I bought. But here's the thing. I bought them online, but they haven't arrived yet. So it's I have plenty of time in the future to talk about them when they actually
do. Would you do an unboxing for us?
I might. I might do an unboxing for you. I bought them on adammail.com. They're sex toys.
At my suggestion.
Yes. Well, not you didn't suggest the toys, but I suggest
Adam
the site. Yeah, so I did buy some new sex toys. But my God, they take forever. Here's the thing. I'm like used to cheaplubes.com or condomcountry.com where I usually buy my lubes from and whatnot. And they're like wicked fast. Like you place the order on a Monday and it's like it's at your door by Wednesday. Just in standard shipping. I mean, they're like Johnny on the spot, whatever. I went to this sex toy place on Thursday and ordered these things. And they're not even going to ship them until Monday, and they won't arrive until like the 25th or something. It's like, for fuck's sake, what's going on here?
Yeah, maybe they're making them specially for you. Did you get the special Daniel Brewer measurements that you needed or something?
I didn't. And that's really him. So anyway, but we've had this technical question that has been stuck in our tech segment for weeks now that we keep passing over. So I'm going to give up my last story here. We'll talk about it later on a future episode. But now let's get to our tech segment so we can answer this burning question that came into us from a listener. So
buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase.
DI Plus Tech Segment, where you call us or write us or ask us technological questions, which we then will turn around and answer. We have two of them this week. Let's get right to the very first one, which has been sitting here for a few weeks. It is a phone call that comes in from the incomparable. I think so. She's incomparable. Wouldn't you say she's incomparable? You could not compare anyone against
her. Iconoclastic.
She's iconoclastic. It's Kathy Bacon.
Ha! It's Bacon. Today's BFO beginning was the bomb. How cool am I to have Daniel's support for Vote Bacon? Okay, so anyway, I have, it appears to me I have 53 minutes and some seconds to submit my formal, what do you call it when you register to be a candidate for a position? Yeah, so anyway, it's, I got a few minutes left to do that. So, but what I'm calling you about, is a tech question. So dang it, I had a tech question and now I can't remember what it was like.
We are almost a minute into this phone call and she has just now established the fact that she's asking a tech question. So.
Here's my question. How come, pretty soon it's going to be motorcycle season. I know it's just going to be February, whatever. But, pretty soon it's going to, and what we're going to do is we're going to take our motorcycles to Rapid City over Valentine's Day weekend because there's nothing sweeter than riding Harleys with your honey. So anyway, we're going to trailer them to Rapid, and I'm sure it'll be like 60, 70 degrees out there or whatever, which will be fine. We'll put our cold gear on. So anyway, we're going to go out there. So my question is, how come, was my radio too loud? I'm sorry. My question is, how come I can't listen to podcasts on my motorcycle? Like, I put them on my iPod, and it doesn't matter how loud I turn them. I cannot get it loud enough so that I can hear. So tell me if there's anything I can do on my end to make them louder so that when I'm cruising down the highway at 65 miles an hour.
Yes.
I can still hear that. Even when I wear my helmet, I have a half helmet that I wear mostly.
Right.
And even when I wear that, I cannot hear them. So thank you. And I love you guys. And thank you, Adam, for all your support and voting for me. Because I'm sure you did.
Clearly, this is before she heard that you entered.
I voted for her.
No, clearly, this is before she heard you say, I'm entering the best fan contest so that Kathy Bacon won't win.
But as all politicians who don't win a race,
yes,
I completely throw my support
behind
the winner.
Vote Bacon. All right, here's the thing. Here's the thing. So Kathy Bacon is asking, how can she listen to a podcast cruising down the interstate on her motorcycle? And this is what I like to call the lawnmower dilemma, because as someone who used to have a yard and would mow the yard, and I would try to listen to podcasts while I was mowing the yard, I ran into the same problem. It is because the other things around you are so loud that what you are using to listen with, probably your earbuds, will not actually get loud enough to allow you to listen to it. And the reasoning behind that is lawsuits or the litigiousness of the world we live in, right? So Apple on an iPod actually will not, and most other MP3 players, by the way, and phones, will not let you turn up the volume past a certain level because it they could be sued for causing hearing damage in kids, right? So it's like, you shouldn't have allowed your phone to get, to dangerous listening levels in order to, blah, blah, blah. So what you have to do in order to, in order to overcome this is either you have to use some kind of different kind of headphone that blocks out the noise from outside, which is not an ideal situation when you've got a motorcycle helmet on and whatnot, because you cannot be wearing bulky helmet, like a bulky earbud, a bulky headset over the top of that. There may be some kind of product that will work inside of a motorcycle helmet. I'm sure that you're not the only the only person in the universe that has had this problem. However, what I would look for is on Amazon or somewhere else is something called a headphone amp. And they can be battery powered and whatever. And what they do is that you plug it into your iPod and then you plug your headphones into it, and it provides additional amperage to, in other words, so it actually amplifies the input of the iPod up to your headsets. So it will let you get a lot louder. So you could actually put that in line, meaning between your iPod and your headset, you know, your earbuds, and use that. And it shouldn't be more than about 10 or 15 bucks if you look for them on Amazon. Now there are, don't confuse this with like the studio headphone amps, which are used to like, you know, like tube amps to like reproduce like an old tube sounding thing that cost hundreds of dollars. What you're looking for is really just something to amplify the signal, from your iPod to your thing. And I wouldn't worry too much about ear damage or whatnot, because really what's happening is that most podcasts just don't do a really good job of leveling. So when you're listening to the radio, those people are going through compressors and limiters and everything, so that the volume is pretty much at a constant level. On a podcast, you know, even something like ours, where we level it after the fact and we run it through a compressor limiter during recording and whatnot, phone calls are a much lower volume and whatnot. So it's like spoken word just has a tendency to have much more peaks and valleys of volume inside of them, as opposed to, you know, like the Rachel Maddow show that I listen to as a podcast is much louder than This Week in Tech, which you'd think that would be levelated up to, you know, a different volume. Anyway, that's what you want to find, is you want to find some kind of headphone amp. Look for it on the internet. And I hope that helps. I hope that helps.
Have you ever heard of Susie Orman?
I have. Suze Orman, I believe. Yes.
I watched her show on our trip this weekend, because that's the kind of things you do when you go out of town.
Honestly, this has nothing to do with Kathy Bacon's
it's true.
Headphone. We have another tech question, Adam, that's coming in here. Was there a point about Suze Orman? Did she say something about headphone amps?
No, but it was an interesting show. And okay. She has a segment where she tells people whether they can afford to buy something or not.
Well, certainly she would approve a $10 or $15 outlay. Our email comes in this week from Turniphead, who writes, "Hey there, I'm hoping you can offer suggestions on routers that I could log into one of my VPN servers with my ExpressVPN service. I have read that I can use that same method as with OpenVPN with entering server address and password. I want to have all devices on one network and all using a VPN. I'm just not sure what I need to look for. I keep seeing DD-WRT in articles, but I don't see that in router specs. Thanks, heaps. Turniphead." Okay, so what you are looking for here in this particular case is you're looking for a router that will connect to your VPN service, so that everything that connected, you know, everything on the other side of the router automatically goes through the VPN service out to the worldwide internet there. So the reason that you keep seeing DD-WRT is that is actually an open source Linux product, or a project that will rewrite the firmware of a router so that it gives you much more features inside of them. And it was all based off of, the reason that it's called DD-WRT is because it's all based off the original Linksys WRT54G router. So that was like that little blue, Linksys wireless G router that everyone and their brother had a few years ago. Like it's like a powder blue, not powder blue, it's like a dark blue router, Linksys router, that it's ubiquitous. You see them everywhere. And because it was used, it's based off a Linux variant inside of it, so it was very easy to overwrite the firmware on it. What you want to do is and that actually is what you're looking for here, is you're looking for a router that will handle DD-WRT, or one that is compatible with DD-WRT. And you're right, you will not see it on the router specs, because you'll never see it on the router specs, because it is not something that is done by the router companies. It's actually an open source product. So what you want to do is you want to go to a website called dd-wrt.com, and there is a list, a comprehensive list there of routers and their specific model numbers that are compatible with DDWRT, and instructions on how to update the firmware on those routers. Ideally, if you can find yourself a WRT54G router, which is the old Linksys router, that is the best most optimal solution there, is to buy one of them, because that was what the software was originally written for, and it's guaranteed to work perfectly with. So if you can find on eBay or whatever, they no longer make the router. So if you find it on eBay or whatever, a WRT54G router, that will solve your problems there. But that's where you should really start to look, is at dd-wrt.com, and that will give you pretty much everything that you need right there. Now that I've bored every single other human being in the planet.
Did you know?
What?
Noise-canceling headphones work by listening to the ambient noise, and then
yes,
they put out some sound waves that are 180 degrees out of phase with the waves that
yes,
they're hearing.
We like to call it the inverse. Yes, it will put
it's
out
amazing.
It will put out an inverse wave to the outside noise. Yes.
I was just reading that while you were talking.
Yeah,
about
you just routers. You didn't give a shit about the router stuff. I understand.
It's the tomato firmware, right?
No, not the tomatoes. DDWRT.
Is that not tomato? Is that not the same thing?
No, tomato is a different. Oh. The tomato is a different product. All right. So the final thing in our text segment here is I wanted to talk about just really briefly. If some of you got some emails from me this past week about joining Puddle.com. Puddle.com is a new service that has been offered. You can get to it at Puddle.com, P-U-D-D-L-E.com. And the concept of this is that if you needed to borrow some money, like if you needed to like buy some new equipment or whatever, and you just needed to borrow, you know, like $200 or $300 or $300 or $400 or whatever. You just like, you know, you needed to borrow it for a month or two. And it's like something that's too small for you to have to go to a bank to get a loan for, or like, you know, just, or to put on a credit card or something like that. It's a social lending service, basically what it is. So it works on the concept of if you put money in for as much, whatever money you put into it, you are allowed to borrow 5 times that amount of money. And then it uses social networking and basically psychology to ensure that you pay it back, right? Because all of the people that have trusted you on that system will see when you borrow money and when you don't pay it back, right? Or when you do pay it back. So it kind of keeps everybody honest there. And it's a lovely little system that's all, it's outside of the banking system, whatever. It's really nice. It works off of monthly fees instead of like some kind of percentage loan. So like it encourages you to pay the loan back faster. It will only let you do up to a 6-month loan. But the point is, in order for you to pay it back faster, if you pay it back faster, you avoid the monthly fees, right? So
I could have used that this weekend.
You could have, exactly. And here's the thing, it's Puddle.com. I'm on there, a bunch of people from Pride 48 on there. I have set up a Pride 48 group. So you're allowed on Puddle to set up groups that are all kind of self-funded so that 100% of the money that is in that group will go to people that are members of that group. So, and I have seeded it with some money from the Pride 48 account. So there's, you know, probably about $200 or $300 in that account right now. But if you wanted to join, if you want to check it out, go to puddle.com and see if it's something that you're comfortable with doing. You will have to give, you know, you will have to put money into it, like at least $10 into it. And it's something that you may not care about. But the whole concept of me setting up the Pride 48 group is I was thinking it would be nice if some of our podcasters could borrow some money to buy new equipment or whatever that they could pay back in installment loans over like 2 or 3 months or whatever. So not we're not talking like a lot of money. To buy a podcasting equipment is only a few $100s. But it's something that if you want to join, then do. I'm on that service. So what you would need to do in order to friend me, in order to get into that Pride 48 kind of huddle there or whatever, is just send an invite to me, danieljbrewer@gmail.com. And when you go to send me an invite, it'll go, oh, he's already a member. I'll just send him a message. So it won't actually send me an email. It'll just put me on your list as someone that you can then try. And when you look at my profile there, you will then see all of the people who have like joined under me, which are all Pride 48 people that you can then go through and connect with that way. Anyway, it's something that you might want to check out. It's called puddle.com. Absolutely. You know, I'm not saying that you have to do it or whatever. I'm just saying that it was something that I thought it was really kind of cool.
Glad you explained that. I put that in the Trello, and the reason I did is because I didn't do a lot of research, but I tried poking around the website and all I saw was you have to put in money to borrow. And I thought, wait, I don't have money. If I'm borrowing, I don't have money.
But that's the thing, right? But here's the thing. Like, so Pride 48 account has about $1,000 sitting in it that we don't use for most of the year. So my concept here is if people are interested in this and if people join into the Pride 48 group, I have no problems in putting the majority of that $1,000 from the Pride 48 account into the Puddle, you know, to be used for most of the year, because we only use that much. So that $1,000 we have left over from last year is used to kind of pay some of our servers and whatnot. But the majority of that money is then used for the next year in Vegas, right? To like pay for things up front in Vegas while we wait for money to come back in. But that's, you know, it's just sitting there in a PayPal account. So there's that. If that will help another podcaster to get some new equipment or whatever, to do a short-term loan against that money, then I'm all for that, because that is, you know, fitting with our mission statement of helping out people in our community.
And as long as they pay it back by Pride 48 the next year.
Right. And that's the beauty of it, is like these are people that it uses your Facebook login. So it's like not like you can do this anonymously. It uses your Facebook login. It uses your social graph. And it's one of those things. It's like, you know, if you're going to rip us off, you're only going to rip us off for, you know, a few $100s. But B, every single person would see that you ripped us off. And so it kind of uses that peer pressure kind of a thing to keep people honest. And actually, they had great success with this. They've been beta testing it for the past 2 years, and their payback rate is like 98.6%. So they've had a really good success at doing this over the last couple of years. I just thought it was a neat idea. If you want to check it out, Puddle, as in like, you know, the big pile of water on the ground, puddle.com, and check it out. There you go. That is the tech segment here from the Palatial Pride 48 Studios. Let me play us out of that, and then I'll do the other thing.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, get it, paste it.
do.
All right. So, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking, Adam.
So, well, Tess Christians, her female friends, look at the picture of merriment when they get together for their frequent Friday nights out at a local restaurant. Champagne flows, the conversation gets steadily more raucous, and peals of laughter hang over the table. But there's always an odd one out in the happy scene. Tess, who's 50 years old, who sits stony-faced while her friends giggle around her.
Yes.
Not even a flicker of a smile, Daniel.
Not even. You know why?
No laugh.
You know why? Because she's busy recording the...
From one side to the next.
Tess isn't devoid of humor.
She's not. No, Tess. We often call her giggling Tess. That's how much.
Right.
Yes, she wasn't. Yes.
On the inside. Uh-huh. But for nearly 40 years, she has made a conscious decision not to laugh or smile.
That even I applaud her for that, because you know what? Like at a funeral, I always think to myself, don't laugh, don't laugh, don't laugh. And the very first thing I do is look at my brother and start laughing. It's like to make a conscious decision to not laugh and not to have that immediately make you laugh. I applaud that.
Yeah, well, and the reason she didn't even laugh or smile at the birth of her daughter. The reason is because Tess says that maintaining a perennial poker face is a crucial way to keeping her in admittedly impressive youthful looks. So, quote, I don't have wrinkles because I have trained myself to control my facial muscles, says
Tess.
Oh, dear
God.
Everyone asks if I've had Botox, but I haven't. And I know that it's thanks to the fact that I haven't laughed or smiled since I was a teenager.
Dear God. So she hasn't had Botox. She just like does. She doesn't have Botox. She just has the after effects of it.
Yeah. But you know what? She has no lines, not a single line
dear
on
God.
Her face.
What we, as a species, what have we turned into? For fuck's sake.
And they even have photos on this article of her never smiling. All the way back to when she was a teenager.
For God's sakes. What really, honestly, what have we turned into?
Now, granted, there are no lines on her face, even in the 50-year-old picture. I mean, it could be Photoshopped, who knows? But there are no lines. Anyway, no smiling.
And
so when
then she does the, do I have the volume down? I just can't fucking hear her. Oh, never mind. Sorry.
I don't know what she does.
I'm waiting. Somehow the volume has like left me on this video. Wait, she does this.
I like that sound, actually. Ooh. That's kind of a pleasant sound, actually.
So then you have
maybe
ASMR.
I'm one of those people.
Yeah, you should look up some ASMR.
I have a tingle in the back of my neck, Daniel.
There you
You're
go.
Giving me a...
It wasn't me. Right, so ASMR video on YouTube. You should.
Anytime you people think I'm vain and you see me smile, know that there's someone more vain than I am.
That's the only reason you included this news story, right? It's like I'm not vain. There's some one person that's more vain than me.
A reportedly very haunted 2007 13-inch white MacBook from Austin, Texas, is up for auction on eBay. Mm-hmm. The current top bid for the laptop is $6,101.
Wow.
More than four times the starting price of that particular laptop. So it says the computer works great and may also be haunted by a ghost or specter, the seller says.
Jesus Christ. This has got to be a UK.
It is.
Is it?
It's in the US, I think.
Oh, the
it's
UK.
In Austin, Texas.
People in the UK like are so like they believe all of this like ghost hunter stuff. They just like they eat that shit up.
Well,
absolutely a ghost. Absolutely a ghost. Can't believe
and Daniel, here is, he even knows when it was haunted.
When?
The seller wrote he thought the laptop became haunted because he forgot it overnight under a full moon in a graveyard where he was drawing sketches next to an abandoned mental hospital. He went back and found it propped open, still playing a Beethoven song he liked. But then things started to get weird.
Oh, yeah. Then things started to get weird. Right. It wasn't weird enough that he was next to an abandoned mental hospital in a graveyard in the middle of a night on a full moon sketching things. No, that wasn't weird. But then things really got weird.
He noticed that all of his songs in iTunes had become scary or haunted. The desktop background was changed to a scary photo. His wife, Barbie, noticed stuff around their house had been mysteriously rearranged while they were out the following week. His baseball cards were out of order. Rare American coins were in total disarray. Late one
night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster man.
I'm sorry. Somehow my computer has turned everything into a spooky song.
Yeah. So the last bit that I want to read here, obviously this is a hoax, but this person is making three or four times the value of that laptop by saying all this crap.
Right. Well, obviously this is one person. I salute him. This one person has learned how to make that creative writing degree actually pay off for him.
Soon the computer began to compose messages. The way he communicates with us is by grasping a pen between the keyboard and the monitor and writing on pieces of printer paper from our home office. As such, I'm given to believe that this ghost may have lived in a time before computers, for he appears to be quite unaware of the purpose of the machine he inhabits.
I am using your strange pen holder to craft this note. Anyway, yeah. Move on.
So there you go. That's the news. I'm not going to read the other one.
Excellent. Oh, no, wait. No, not Monster Mash.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
The DI Plus birthday segment, the renowned segment of the show, world renowned, I might add, the world renowned segment of the show, where Adam Burns from Rogers, Arkansas, will play me a musical cue, and I, Daniel Brewer in New Haven, Connecticut, will decide or figure out whose birthday it is, using only my head brain and my forming words out of my head mouth. Excellent.
Daniel. Before I give you the birthdays, I just have to, I need to get a cough drop out of this bag.
Out of this other bag?
Of Hall's Mentholatum. Mm-hmm. Cough drops. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, here is our first birthday of the evening. Are you ready? Are you ready? You know... That's why the catching up segment where he pulled the things out of the bag.
Yes.
That's why it was so genius.
It was the ASMR thing that he was doing there. What he should have done was moved on to the next thing, which is here.
Let me just shake up the bag and he's like crinkling, you know?
See, look.
Your other cheek.
Here she goes. She's cleaning the lens now.
Around there on the other cheek.
Anyway, go ahead.
I feel violated somehow. Okay, here we go.
Your nose. The coin.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Oh, wait, it's muted. Let's try that again.
Yeah, let's do it without the mute.
You can't hear over a mute?
No.
Okay.
Here's the story of a lovely lady.
This is the theme to Gilligan's Island.
Right. No.
This is the theme to the Brady Bunch.
It is, yes.
Now, are you going to help me here? Is it a male or female? Because it could be any one of four or five women or four guys.
It's a female.
It's female. So there are five different women. There is Miss Brady. There's Alice. There's Jan, Marcia, and Cindy. Not necessarily in chronological order. However, is it one of the children?
It's not.
Okay. It's Alice. It's Florence Henderson. No, I mean, it's Alice. It's, what's her name? Ann Bees. Or Ann,
no, it's not.
Then it's Florence Henderson.
It is. Florence Henderson.
Excellent.
You know, that's close enough because I really didn't have anything else to play for her.
Ooh, R.T. Cruiser. R.T. Cruiser does bring up a very good point here, which is Tiger, although Tiger on the show was supposed to be a boy, Tiger was played by a girl dog. So, Tiger was played by a bitch. So perhaps it was, Maybe it was Tiger. You know what? I don't know why.
It wasn't Tiger.
It wasn't Tiger. Could have been.
No. Could have been.
You know all what? Right, this is the other thing. This is the other thing you could have played for Florence Henderson.
Oh, what?
100% all natural Wesson's, the frying oil that's going to
get people. Oh yeah.
Just read the label. Wesson's 100% natural. That sure sounds good to me.
Ever read Crisco's label? They use.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
So I just real quick aside here. Florence Henderson is turning 81, but she is talking to all these magazines about her sex life. She says, "I like to date, but not every single date needs to lead to marriage. I actually have a friend with benefits."
Ooh, Florence Henderson is Craig.
Yeah. She says it's foolish to think that older people don't enjoy sex. It's a big myth. There is no age limit on enjoyment of sex.
Oh, my God. What if her friend with benefit was Betty White? That would be so awesome.
And we use Wesson oil.
Wessonality. All right. What's our next one?
Our next one is this one. You could
have a steam train. This is... He was a member of Genesis with Phil Collins, but it is Peter Gabriel. The song is called Sledgehammer. So it's Peter Gabriel.
Yes, it is. This video is kind of freaky.
I was going to say, I was trying to remember what he played in Genesis. I know Phil Collins was the drummer of Genesis. I think this guy, Peter Gabriel, I think he was the bass player of Genesis.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a singer. That's all I know. He still sings, apparently. But anyway. All right, you're going to love this next one. You are going to love
this next one. I am going to love it.
Love it. Show me that smile.
Show me that smile. Don't waste another minute on your crying. This is the theme to Growing Pains.
Why, yes, Daniel. It is the theme to Growing Pains.
I like this version.
It's an acapella version.
Who is this?
I don't know.
It's the world spinning right in our hands, baby. You and I.
You and me.
Whatever. Anyway, can we stop it? Because it's confusing me. So it's Gravitas clearly doesn't know the rules in the chat room because he has already written out Tracy Gold. Is it Tracy Gold's birthday?
The chat room is completely incorrect.
Oh, good. So it's not
think
Tracy
along
Gold.
The same lines of the Brady Bunch birthday that we had.
It is. Oh, it's the mother from Growing Pains. Joanna Kearns. Is that right?
Yes.
Excellent.
It is correct. Joanna Kearns.
Excellent.
Is 60. You know, I don't know if Florence is 81. Peter is 65. Joanna is 62 years old.
Yes. Now, you know, I know I say this every time you play the Growing Pains thing, but I always used to, when I watched the show, I always thought that it was Alan Thicke and her singing because it kind of sounds like their voices.
Yeah, you told me that before.
Yeah, but it's not.
Anyway, so happy birthday to her. She went to college to be a dancer before becoming an actor.
Was her name Rhythm? Because Rhythm was a dancer. That was crazy.
All right. Here is a little bit of dialogue from a movie. And if you can't get it from that, then I will play a theme song.
All right. Here we go.
All right. So I'm going to turn it up so you can hear it.
Look, Dale, you know, I know that I like to fool around at work. Right. And I might even, you know, I might even cross the line a bit. But the last thing that I want to do is make you uncomfortable. I mean, it's just not professional, you know, and I pride myself on being a professional. So from now on, what I would like you to do is just tell me, you know, when and if I cross the line. Okay?
It sounds familiar.
Well, now
I'll let it play a little bit longer.
Is that wait?
You're naked.
Is it? It's Jennifer Aniston.
Not naked, Dale.
It is Jennifer Aniston. Okay. It is. Yeah. That is Horrible Bosses.
And then RT Cruiser just typed in Jennifer.
He says, "You're naked." And then she goes, "Oh, no, Dale, I'm not naked. Can you see my pussy?"
I was there like going, "Oh, as someone who smokes, I can tell she smokes." Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think one of our claps is going to be off there.
Right. Yours, it was like a phase. It was like a Kathy Bacon phased clap. It's pretty much what it was.
Actually, I don't know. I think ours would be together because when the audio gets to you, my claps are with that audio. And then you're clapping. When I hear it back, it's off. Anyway, so Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
She is Horrible Bosses is actually kind of funny. But anyway, Jennifer Aniston and they're making a Horrible Bosses 2.
Well, wow, great. Already, how old is Jennifer Aniston? Are you going to get to
46.
That point? 46.
46 years old.
She is a year younger than me.
And she looks, you look so much better than her.
Actually, hold on a second. No, she's not a year younger than me. Actually, right now she's the same age. Next month she'll be a year younger than me. Because my birthday is next month.
Eastbound and down, something can't be done.
This is the theme to Smokey and the Bandit.
Why, yes, Daniel, it is.
I can only imagine that you must be talking about the best actor in that entire movie, which would be Jim Nabors.
I'm not.
Oh, he was the best actor in that entire movie because Dom DeLuise sucked. The other ones, was Don Knotts in that? I seem to recall there was some. Was that Herbie the Love Bug? I can't remember. I'm going to say it's Burt Reynolds' birthday.
It is Burt Reynolds, who I heard maybe going bankrupt or something.
Who knows? He's probably
as dead. Old actors tend to do. He looks surprisingly a lot like my father, my real father. I love Burt Reynolds. I don't care what you say. Burt Reynolds is 79 years old.
79 years old.
79 years old. And I love that movie as well.
Excellent.
I do.
You just love Coors Beer.
Anyway, so those are the birthdays, unless we have some Pride 48 birthdays, which I'm sure you would love to read if we do.
I'd be happy to read some Pride 48 birthdays. Let's see. Since our last show, John from Wisconsin has had a birthday, and that's it, because we only do them after the fact.
I can tell you that every week.
I can tell you there's some coming up. There's some big names coming up.
Yeah, just tease it.
Like Michael Sage and Patrick in New York and Dr. P and Dave from Indiana. I'm just saying, but they're coming up. They're coming up. But
Daniel.
John in Wisconsin. Oh, do we need to do the other?
We have some birthdays
coming
up.
Wait, she's going to do something else.
Now.
What?
Now. I'm going to take a little bit of my special
lip gloss.
Eye gel.
DI Plus lip gloss.
It's just an Olay nighttime gel.
Yeah.
It'll just kind of help reduce under eye puffiness and under eye redness.
Don't smile. That works too.
Sleep.
Okay. Anyway. Anyway, happy
Are these
birthday.
People attractive?
Happy birthday to each and every one of you. There we go. Excellent. It is the contact segment of the show where we play the death phone calls I didn't get to, and also our regular emails and voicemails. So let's get right to it, shall we? This is our death call. Let's play that one real quick.
Gary Owens, announcer of Laugh-In. Dead.
Now that one I'm giving to her.
Hold on.
Not even Chris Bacon. It's just plain old.
Hold on. I'm going to play this again.
Gary Owens, announcer of Laugh-In. Dead. It's Bacon.
Oh.
Not even Chris Bacon. It's just plain old Kathy Bacon.
I was going to buzz her because she didn't say who it was. She just started the phone call with Gary Owens, but she did indeed. Now, was Gary Owens, was he the guy that he was grinning? Was that him? No, that was Buck Owens. I'm a picking and I'm a grinning.
Gary
that was
Owens.
Buck.
Let's
yeah, that
see,
was that
let's
was
see
Buck
if
Owens.
This is.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Penny. It's going to be a big success. I give her a six.
All right.
No idea.
Silly. And now, the famous chicken who first of all gave you a doll.
No, it's not going to be. He's the announcer of Laugh-In.
The announcer of Laugh-In, and I'm your announcer, Gary Owens. Is that him? That was him.
Yep.
All right, let's get to our next phone call, our very last death call.
Did you play a ta-da or whatever?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Let's get to our last death call for the week. Here we go.
Yeah, hi guys, Auntie Cruiser again. It's the Celebrity Death Phone. Last minute rush. Actor Louis Jourdain, dead at 93. Bye.
the Grest Fine? What did you hear?
Well, I know what it is because I polled the chat room before the show.
Ecta the Gesta Twine?
I had no clue.
Hold on. Let's go listen to that again.
93.
Wait. No.
West Jordan. Ecta the West Jordan.
I'm going to make that into a ringtone. What the fuck was that?
Ecta the West Jordan.
What the hell is that? Ecta the West Jordan?
The West Jordan.
All right, who is it? I give up. Who is it?
Luis Jordan.
And why do I know this name?
He played a dashing playboy in Gigi.
All right, there we go. All right, French. No. Esta, the Vika Fine. I'm not going to go with that. All right, and then we do actually have a regular phone call this week. Let's get to it right now. It comes to us from our longtime listener, Carrie. You know, I don't know if you realize, Carrie has never joined us on a Sunday evening. Since we moved to Sunday evening, we've lost Carrie.
Yeah, she talked about that in her voicemail.
Oh, right. Well, I haven't.
Hey, guys. It's Carrie. So I first just want to let y'all know that because of your new recording schedule, I will most likely never be able to make it in the chat room.
Aww.
I know, sad day. But Sunday's the family day around here. We have church. We have dinner with the in-laws.
Put them to bed.
We have, you know, things all night long.
Put them to bed.
Plus 9 o'clock for you. It's 6 o'clock for here, and not with the kids. It's crazy.
Lace
but
the food.
I also listen every Monday, I promise.
Aww.
Maybe not every
Thank
Monday.
Thank you, Carrie.
I am currently listening to the current episode, and I'm in the middle of it, so I don't really know everything that's been said. But I want to first address the fact that Daniel said that it was rude that Adam had not asked him what his plans are for Valentine's Day. And I would like to say it was not rude for Adam not to ask you what your plans are for Valentine's Day, given that you're newly single.
Right.
It was rude to bring up the last three episodes what his plans are on Valentine's Day, but not asking you what your plans are.
Uh-huh.
She's so turned that around.
Mm-hmm. Might be a little considerate that, you know, not bringing up the first romantic holiday since your breakup over and over and over. But love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.
You know what? Here's the thing.
For a minute, I thought she was going to agree with me, and then she just slaps me in the face.
Here's the thing about Carrie. I was listening to a really, really, really old Dubious Intent, like with Alden and Anne, like right after I first moved to South Carolina. And Carrie was on it. We used to have an entire Carrie segment where we would like have her from Germany and on Skype, and we would bring her in and she would explain a German word of the week for us and everything. Like it was Flughafen, which was like the airport or whatever. So Carrie has been with Dubious Intent.
I think airport is Flughaf.
Whatever. It was Flughafen. Right. I don't care. The point is that she's been with DI Plus, or she's been with Dubious Intent since the beginning almost. I mean, so it's like Carrie is like a huge part of the show, and I'm really sad that she can't be here on Sunday nights.
Me too.
So, but here's the thing, Carrie, you know, we love you. I know I hear you on those other shows, the It's All About Me show, and I hear now that you're calling Catching Up and whatnot, and I think that's great. But remember, Carrie, we love you more than them. We love you more than ever because, you know, you're our Carrie and our Ethan and our Serenity. But
that's true.
But not Chuck. We don't know Chuck. Anyway, Adam, those were the calls, by the way. Thank you, Carrie, for calling in. We're sad. We will miss you. But, you know, we're glad that you are listening to us on Mondays. And who knows? Maybe you'll get to pop in occasionally on Sunday. You know, I honestly, this is like Pride 48. I honestly don't expect people to show up every single week. I just
listen to us from church.
If you have a chance to show up, then show up. If you don't, then you know, it's great. It's all cool. What was I going to say?
I don't know.
I was going to say, oh, you know what, Adam? I was going to say, I found the other day. Let me play us out of this segment. So,
3, 2, 1.
Thank everyone for contacting us this week. That was great. I found the other day, I was just poking around about airfares for Vegas. Because, you know, Vegas this year is in the end of August, right?
It is. Last weekend of August.
We have not yet set the dates for our June streaming event that we do from home, but we will be doing that soon. But August 27th through the 30th is Pride 48 in Vegas. And so I was checking the airfares the other day to see what I needed to save up for or whatever. $303 from LaGuardia to Vegas round trip. And here's the thing. If you go to lifehacker.com and check on like when the best time to buy tickets is and whatever, it's like what they found is that the prices of tickets start up and then drop and then go to about 54 days and then they start going up. So the absolute best time to buy a ticket for a trip is 54 days prior to the trip. And we are so much further than 54 days. So I'm hoping that $303 is actually going to drop to like, you know, $200 and something dollars by the time I get to 54 days.
It may.
So if you would like to check out, make sure that you are going to be in Las Vegas at the lovely Excalibur Resort and Casino. We have not had a state of the station, but I will tell you this. We do have our code for the Luxor Hotel, and it is going to be somewhere around $29 a night for the hotel, except for the Friday and Saturday nights, which will be like $49. So it's an incredibly good rate. So even if you see these other rates that are floating around right now, like going, oh yeah, you can get a room for $40 a night or whatever. Trust me, our rate will be better than that. So you don't need to book your room right now, but we will be doing that soon. Keep your eye on pride48.com for the website information. I mean, for the hotel information. This year is going to be awesome. This year is going to be great. I know Christina is going to be there because I don't know if I mentioned this or not, Adam. I was on one of their fifth anniversary episodes.
I don't know if you mentioned it on the show. I can't remember. But
I did earlier tonight. That's right. I'm going to be there. And it's going to be great. It's going to be absolutely amazing. It's going to be fun. And you definitely want to be there this year in Vegas.
I think Joe Batanz may be there.
Well, Joe Batanz can drive there. So seeing Joe Batanz in Vegas is like going like, oh yeah, I saw a slot machine in Vegas. It's like, that's not a big thing. Like, Joe Batanz can just drive to Vegas. Like last year, his plane blew up and he couldn't take the plane. And so he just got a rental car and drove there, and it took him like 30 minutes longer than flying. It's like,
I might be there.
You will definitely be there. I will definitely be there. Big Fatty will definitely be there. The host of Pride 48 2015, Joey Buhecker, will definitely be there. Christina will be there. You know, I don't want to speak out of school, but Christina will be there. I'm sure that Tim in Alaska will be there because he already said that he bought his. So Tim in Alaska will be there.
So everyone start sending your room reservations and your flight information to
Nico,
Big Fatty.
Nico better be there. RT Cruiser may not be there. It all depends. So if you have any kind of positive white light energy.
You know,
here, let me do this.
RT Cruiser.
Here, let me, because he needs a miracle for some work scheduling thing. I'm going to send some white light energy to him now. Right now. I'm going to send some white light energy to Australia.
So...
And it's gonna
soft and
white.
What's Levelator gonna do to that?
Soft and white. It'll be great. Anyway, I have no idea.
RT Cruiser, you know you can't win the death phone unless you're present.
That's right. A new rule this year, you have to be present to win the celebrity death phone. Excellent. So I think that's it, Adam. I think we have put there's one thing that we have to do before we leave. There's certain protocols that have to be addressed here that must be followed. And, you know, I'm not trying to be, you know, mean about it and everything. I'm trying to give you a chance to do the correct thing to end the show without me actually telling you how to do it.
I get so sick of you. Would you just stop being aggressively passive?
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus, 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. You know what, Adam, I set that up, and you just swooped it. You just stumbling over yourself to get in there to get that punchline.
Sorry.
I set it up. I lobbed it up. I was waiting for you to take your time and to savor it.
You know how I was... sucking on cough drops a few episodes back and Joe Batanz mentioned it?
Yes.
I wonder if anybody gets off on that sound.
Probably so.
Because I can, I don't know if y'all can even hear that, but...
I'm doing cough drops in my mouth.
Yeah.
I'm sucking on a cough drop. All right. Excellent. Well, we're going to miss you, Carrie, and we're sorry, but everyone else, thank you for being here. That's another thing. Right over. Good night, David. No chat.
Good night, David.